Today's gospel tells the story of Herod's massacre of the innocents, which mimics, as we know, Pharaoh's murder of the male children of the Hebrews at the time of Moses' birth. You know, scholars have commented that a major theme of Jesus' life is that he is opposed from the very beginning. Herod trembles in fear at his birth and then tries, in the most brutal manner possible, to stamp him out, forcing him and his family into exile. And from the first moments of his public ministry, Jesus awakens fierce opposition from both the evil one, the devil, and from the religious establishment of the time. As the story unfolds, the conflict only becomes more intense. Verbal violence gives way to threats of physical harm, and finally to political violence that culminates in his execution by the Roman civil authorities. One of the gifts the wise men brought to Jesus was myrrh, a spice often found in the form of an ointment. It was used to embalm dead bodies before burial. In Herod's massacre of these innocent children, we learn why such a gift was fitting for this king, who was going to save the human family from sin precisely through his suffering and death, though he too was innocent. In this way, he begins to answer one of the greatest questions of all time. What is the meaning of suffering? In the Liturgy of the Hours this morning, we heard a prayer saying that these innocent children cry out their praises to the Lord by their death, that by their death they have proclaimed what they could not preach with their infant voices. What does this mean? An evil man commits a horrendous deed, and according to the church, this echoes the glory of God. This seems hard to believe, but in truth, it's quite simple. These innocent children suffered for Christ. In other words, the evil that fell upon them was directed at Christ. Because of this, God will certainly give these innocent children a share in his heavenly glory. Another way to explain this is to say that all evil is, in a sense, directed against Christ, because its original source is the evil one, the devil, who is in constant rebellion against God for all time. Therefore, when innocent people suffer because of the forces of evil, and evil is in one way or another the source of all suffering, they are taking upon themselves blows meant for Christ. Let me repeat that. When innocent people suffer because of the forces of evil, they are taking upon themselves blows meant for Christ. God's answer to the question of why he permits the innocent to suffer is Christ. God sent his only Son into the world, and Christ, in his own human flesh, redeemed suffering. He made suffering a path to salvation by taking it upon himself. This is why the saints of all ages have not responded to great injustice with violence. They respond with charity, with love, sharing the burdens of their suffering neighbors, just as Christ did. Now, these explanations and ideas, as true as they are, do not take away the pain from our suffering, and especially the suffering of loved ones. But they do place suffering into a larger package, a larger context, a package, if you will, full of meaning and destined for heaven. Our suffering is not meaningless, it is meaningful, which is a great mystery and one of the most beautiful aspects of our Catholic faith. Even so, the Church teaches us the only way to understand this completely is to trust Christ and to love our neighbors and our God ever more intensely. I invite you to pull out your catechisms and read more about the reality of evil. Start with paragraph 309. This is well worth reflecting on during this Feast of the Holy Innocents, celebrated right here in the middle of the octave of Christmas this week.